These are the daily Bible readings for December 25th, or day 359. A prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. The second book of Maccabees, chapters 1 and 2. To the brethren, the Jews that are throughout Egypt, the brethren, the Jews that are in Jerusalem, and in the land of Judea, send health and good peace. May God be gracious to you and remember his covenant that he made with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, his faithful servants, and give you all a heart to worship him and to do his will with a great heart and a willing mind. May he open your heart in his law and in his commandments and send you peace. May he hear your prayers and be reconciled unto you and never forsake you in the evil time. And now here we are praying for you when Demetrius reigned in the year 169, we Jews wrote to you in the trouble and violence that came upon us in those years after Jason withdrew himself from the Holy Land and from the kingdom. They burnt the gate and shed innocent blood. Then we prayed to the Lord and were heard, and we offered up sacrifices and fine flour, and lighted the lamps, and set forth the loaves. And now celebrate ye the days of Xenopagia, and the month of Casleu. In the year 188, the people, that is, at Jerusalem, and in Judea, and the Senate, and Judas to Aristobulus, the precipitor of King Ptolemy, who is of the stock of the anointed priests, and of the Jews that are in Egypt, health and welfare. Having been delivered by God out of great dangers, we give him great thanks, forasmuch as we have been in war with such a king. For he made the numbers of men swarm out of Persia that have fought against us and the holy city. For when the leader himself was in Persia, and with him a very great army, he fell in the temple of Nanea, being deceived by the counsel of the priests of Nanea. For Antiochus and his friends came to the place, as though he would marry her, and that he might receive a great sum of money under the title of dowry. And when the priests of Nanea had set it forth, he, with a small company, had entered into the compass of the temple. They shut the temple. When Antiochus was come in, and opening a secret entrance of the temple, they cast stones, and slew the leader, and them that were with him, and hewed them in pieces, and cutting off their heads, they threw them forth. Blessed be God in all things, who hath delivered up the wicked. Therefore, whereas we propose to keep the purification of the temple on the 25th day of the month of Casleu, we thought it necessary to signify it to you, that you also may keep the day of Xenopagia, and the day of the fire that was given when Nehemias offered sacrifice after the temple and the altar were built. For when our fathers were led into Persia, the priests, that they then were worshippers of God, took privately the fire from the altar and hid it in a valley where there was a deep pit without water, and there they kept it safe, so that the place was unknown to all men. But when many years had passed, and it pleased God that Nehemias should be sent by the king of Persia, he sent some of the posterity of those priests that had hid it to seek for the fire. And as they told us, they found no fire, but thick water. Then he bade them draw it up and bring it to him. And the priest Nehemias commanded the sacrifices that were laid on to be sprinkled with the same water, both the wood and the things that were laid upon it. And when this was done, and the time came that the sun shone out, which was in the cloud, there was a great fire kindled, so that all wondered. And all the priests made prayer while the sacrifice was consuming, Jonathan beginning and the rest answering. And the prayer of Nehemias was after this manner: O Lord God, Creator of all things, dread and strong, just and merciful, who alone art the good King, who alone art gracious, who alone art just and almighty, and eternal, who deliverest Israel from all evil, who didst choose the fathers and didst sanctify them. Receive the sacrifice for all thy people Israel, and preserve thy own portion and sanctify it. Gather together our scattered people, deliver them that are slaves to the Gentiles, and look upon them that are despised and abhorred, that the Gentiles may know that thou art our God. Punish them that oppress us, and that treat us injuriously with pride. Establish thy people in thy holy place, as Moses hath spoken. And the priests sung hymns till the sacrifice was consumed. And when the sacrifice was consumed, Nehemias commanded the water that was left to be poured out upon the great stones, which being done there was kindled a flame from them, but it was consumed by the light that shined from the altar. And when this matter became public, it was told to the king of Persia that in the place where the priests that were led away had hid the fire, there appeared water, which Nehemias and they that were with him had purified the sacrifices. And the king, considering and diligently examining the matter, made a temple for it, that he might prove what had happened. And when he had proved it, he gave the priests many goods and diverse presents, and took and distributed to them with his own hand. And Nehemias called this place Naphthar, which is interpreted purification, but many call it Naphi. Now, it is found in the descriptions of Jeremias the prophet that he commanded them that went into captivity to take the fire as it had been signified, and how he gave charge to them that were carried away into captivity, and how he gave them the law that they should not forget the commandments of the Lord, and that they should not err in their minds, seeing the idols of gold and silver, and the ornaments of them. And with other such like speeches he exhorted them that they would not remove the law from their heart. It was also contained in that same writing how the prophet, being warned by God, commanded that the tabernacle and the ark should accompany him till he came forth to the mountain where Moses went up and saw the inheritance of God. And when Jeremias came thither, he found a hollow cave and carried in thither the tabernacle and the ark and the altar of incense, and so stopped the door. Then some of them that followed him came up to mark the place, but they could not find it. And when Jeremias perceived it, he blamed them, saying, "The place shall be unknown till God gather together the congregation of the people and receive them to mercy." And then the Lord will show these things, and the majesty of the Lord shall appear, and there shall be a cloud, as it was shown, also showed to Moses, and he showed it when Solomon prayed, that the place might be sanctified to the great God. For he treated wisdom in a magnificent manner, and like a wise man he offered the sacrifice of the dedication and of the finishing of the temple. And as Moses prayed to the Lord, and fire came down from heaven and consumed the holocaust, so Solomon also prayed, and fire came down from heaven and consumed the holocaust. And Moses said, "Because the sin offering was not eaten, it was consumed." So Solomon also celebrated the dedication 8 days. And these same things were set down in the memoirs and commentaries of Nehemias, and how he made a library and gathered together out of the countries the books, both of the prophets and of David, and the epistles of the kings, and concerning the holy gifts. And in like manner Judas also gathered together all such things as were lost by the war we had, and they are in our possession. Wherefore, if you want these things, send some that may fetch them to you. As we are, then, about to celebrate the purification, we have written unto you, and you shall do well if you keep the same days. And we hope that God, who hath delivered his people, and hath rendered to all the inheritance and the kingdom, and the priesthood, and the sanctuary, as he promised in the law, will shortly have mercy upon us, and will gather us together from every land under heaven into the holy place. For he hath delivered us out of great perils, and hath cleaned the place. Now, as concerning Judas Maccabeus and his brethren, and the purification of the great temple, and the dedication of the altar, as also the wars against Antiochus the Illustrious and his son Eupator, and the manifestations that came from heaven to them that behaved themselves manfully on behalf of the Jews, so that, being but a few, they made themselves masters of the whole country, and put to flight the barbarous multitude, and recovered again the most renowned temple in all the world, and delivered the city, and restored the laws that were abolished, the Lord with all clemency showing mercy to them. And all such things as have been comprised in the five books by Jason of Cyrene, we have attempted to abridge in one book. For considering the multitude of books and the difficulty that they find that desire to undertake the narrations of histories because of the multitude of the matter, we have taken care for those indeed that are willing to read, that it might be a pleasure of mind, and for the studious that they may more easily commit to memory, and that all may, that read might receive profit. And as to ourselves indeed, in undertaking this work of abridging, we have taken in hand no easy task, yea, rather a business full of watching and sweat. But as they that prepare a feast and seek to satisfy the will of others for the sake of many, we willingly undergo the labor, leaving to the authors the exact handling of every particular. And as for ourselves, according to the plan proposed, studying to be brief. For as the master builder of a new house must have care of the whole building, but he that taketh care to paint it must seek out fit things for the adorning of it, so must it be judged for us. For to collect all that is to be known, to put the discourse in order, and curiosity to discuss every particular point, is the duty of the author of a history. But to pursue brevity of speech and avoid nice declarations of things is to be granted to him that maketh an abridgment. Here then we will begin the narration. Let this be enough by way of a preface, for it is a foolish thing to make a long prologue and to be short in the story itself. Ecclesiasticus chapter 45. Moses was beloved of God and men, whose memory is in benediction. He made him like saints in glory and magnified him in fear of his enemies, and with his words he made prodigies to cease. He glorified him in the sight of kings, and gave him commandments in the sight of his people, and showed him his glory. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, and chose him out of all flesh. For he heard him in his voice, and brought him into a cloud. And he gave him commandments before his face, and a law of life and instruction, that he might teach Jacob his covenant, and Israel his judgments. He exalted Aaron his brother, and like to himself of the tribe of Levi. He made an everlasting covenant with him, and gave him the priesthood of the nation, and made him blessed in glory. And he girded him round about with a glorious girdle, and clothed him with a robe of glory, and crowned him with majestic attire. He put upon him a garment to the feet, and breeches, and an ephod, and he compassed with him many little bells of gold all round about, that as he went there might be a sound and a noise that might be heard in the temple for a memorial to the children of his people. He gave him a holy robe of gold and blue and purple, a woven work of a wise man, endued with judgment and truth, of twisted scarlet, the work of an artist, with precious stones cut and set in gold, engraven by the work of a lapidary, for a memorial, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, and a crown of gold upon his mitre, wherein was engraved holiness, an adornment of honor, a work of power, and delightful to the eyes for its beauty. Before him there were none so beautiful, even from the beginning. No stranger was ever clothed with them, but only his children alone and his grandchildren forever. His sacrifices were consumed with fire every day. Moses filled his hands and anointed him with holy oil. This was made to him for an everlasting testament, and to his seed as the days of heaven, to execute the office of the priesthood, and to have praise, and to glorify his people in his name. He chose him out of all men living to offer sacrifice to God, incense and a good savor, for a memorial to make reconciliation for his people. And he gave him power in his commandments and the covenants of his judgments, that he should teach Jacob his testimonies and give light to Israel in his law. And strangers stood up against him, and through envy the men that were with Dathan and Abiram compassed him about in the wilderness, and the congregation of Korah in their wrath. The Lord God saw, and it pleased him not, and they were consumed in his wrathful indignation. He wrought wonders upon them and consumed them with a flame of fire. And he added glory to Aaron and gave him an inheritance and divided unto him the first fruits of the increase of the earth. He prepared them bread in the first place unto fullness. For the sacrifices also of the Lord they shall eat, which he gave to him and to his seed. But he shall not inherit among the people in the land, and he hath no portion among the people, for he himself is his portion and inheritance. Phinehas the son of Eleazar is the third in glory, by imitating him in the fear of the Lord. And he stood up in the shameful fall of the people, in the goodness and readiness of his soul he appeased God for Israel. Therefore he made him a covenant of peace, to be the prince of the sanctuary and of his people, that the dignity of the priesthood should be to him and to his seed forever. And a covenant to David the king, the son of Jesse, of the tribe of Judah, an inheritance to him and to his seed, that he might give wisdom into our heart, to judge his people in justice, that their good things might not be abolished, and he made their glory in their nation everlasting. The Apocalypse of St. John, chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go, and pour out the seven vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a sore and grievous wound upon men who had the character of the beast, and upon them that adored the image thereof. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and there came blood, as it were, of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third poured out his vial upon the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters, and there was made blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, Thou art just, O Lord, who art and who wast, the Holy One, because thou hast judged these things. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another from the altar saying, Yea, O Lord God Almighty, true and just are thy judgments. And the fourth angel, pouring out his vial upon the sun, and it was given unto him to afflict men with heat and fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, who hath the power over these plagues. Neither did they penance to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out the vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom became dark, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and wounds, and did not penance for their works. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and dried up the water thereof, that a way might be prepared for the kings from the rising of the sun. And I saw from the mouth of the dragon, and from the mouth of the beast, and from the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs. For they are the spirits of devils working signs, and they go forth unto the kings of the whole earth to gather them to battle against the great day of the Almighty God. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he shall gather them together into a place, which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial upon the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were lightnings and voices and thunders, and there was a great earthquake, such as one has never had been since men were upon the earth, such an earthquake so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the Gentiles fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give her the cup of the wine of the indignation of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail, like a talent, came down from heaven upon men. And men blasphemed God for the plague of the hail, because it was exceeding great. The prayer of St. Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom, which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and Him crucified. I beg Thee, dear Jesus, that He upon whom Thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of Thy knowledge may also possess Thee, fount of all wisdom, and shine forever before Thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.